This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question from Abrarul Haq from Kashmir. Peace and mercy be upon you. There is no doubt that Almighty Allah has taken great work from you. May Allah make your bounty more common. Dr. Sahib, the way we see today is that there is a lot of effort to defame Muslims. And the Muslims themselves are going astray day by day. And the Muslims are now weak in every way, in terms of faith, in terms of strength, in terms of knowledge. The condition of Muslims now would hardly have happened in any era. My question is, how do Muslims get the heritage back? What do we need to do to regain our position? The brother has rightly said that the Muslims today are weak, where it comes in the condition of faith, where it is regarding strength, where it is regarding knowledge, we are weak. What should be done to regain our past glory? There are various things to be done so that the Muslims can get back the past glory. There's a full speech you can give on that. Time will not permit me to speak in detail. But I can give you three important points that the Muslims should lay stress on to solve this problem. Number one, the Muslims should go back to Quran and the authentic hadith of the beloved Prophet Muhammad. If we look in the past, at the time of Muhammad, at the time of the Sahabas, at the time of Khulafa Rashideen, the Muslims were powerful. The Muslims were on top of the world. So much so that during the reign of Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, the second caliph of Islam, the Islamic empire, it expanded. And alhamdulillah, we were one of the most powerful people in the world. But today we find that we are looked down upon, we are criticized, we are pointed fingers at, we are laughed upon, and I do agree with the questioner. The reason is we have gone away from the Quran and Sunnah. If we go back to Quran and Sunnah, if we follow the guidance mentioned in the glorious Quran and the authentic hadith of the beloved Prophet, inshallah, we will be torchbearers of the world again. If you read the history of Europe, it says from the 8th to the 12th century, it was the Dark Ages. Dark for whom? Dark for the Europeans, not for the world. The amount of advancement that the Muslim Arabs made from the 8th to the 12th century is phenomenal. If you go back to history and you read that in terms of science and technology, from the 8th to 12th century, Muslims on top of the world. The father of chemistry was, they say Geber, it is Jabir ibn Hayyan, not Geber, they westernized the name. It's Jabir ibn Hayyan. In mathematics, in astronomy, in physics, the Muslims on top of the world. So much so that if you wanted to excel in science, it was compulsory you learn Arabic language. Today, you have to learn English language, because English is the international language. At that time, Arabic was the most sought after language. If you wanted to excel in science and technology and in literature, you had to learn Arabic, which is not the case today. Because that time, the Muslims were close to the Quran and Sunnah. We were on top of the world. Number two, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, Verse 103, hold strongly to the rope of Allah and be not divided. The rope of Allah is the glorious Quran and the authentic hadith. Number one. Number two, we have to be united and we should not be divided. So this verse of the Quran gives the two most important solutions for the advancement of the Muslims. وَعْتَسِيمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعُوا. Hold strongly to the rope of Allah, ولا تفرقوا اینڈ بی ناٹ ڈیوائڈیڈ. سو یو ہیو ٹو ہولڈ اسٹرانگ ٹو دا قرآن اینڈ سننا, گو بیک ٹو دا قرآن اینڈ سننا. نمبر ٹو, وی شوڈ بی یونائٹیڈ اینڈ وی شوڈ ناٹ بی ڈیوائڈیڈ. انفارچونیٹلی ٹوڈے موسٹ آف دا مسلمس آر ڈیوائڈیڈ ان موسٹ پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ. دے آر ڈیوائڈیڈ ان ٹو ڈفرنٹ اسکولس آف تھاٹ اینڈ ڈفرنٹ سیکٹس اینڈ ڈفرنٹ آئیڈیالوجیز. دے آر ڈیوائڈیڈ ان ٹو ڈفرنٹ گروپس, ڈفرنٹ آرگنائزیشنس. یو مے ہیو ڈفرنٹ آرگنائزیشنس, نو پرابلم. یو مے ہیو ڈفرنٹ اسکولس آف تھاٹ, نو پرابلم. بٹ وی شوڈ بی یونائٹیڈ, وی شوڈ بی ایز ون امہ. Today, the non-Muslims are taking advantage of us because we are divided. If we are united, this will never happen. And the third is that today, the Muslims are caring more for dunya than the akhirah. Allah says in the Quran that if you strive for the dunya, Allah will give you dunya but will not give you akhirah. But if you strive for the akhirah, Allah will give akhirah as well as dunya. All of us know one of the most important duas that we make very often is from Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. That, O Lord, give us the best in this world and the hereafter and save us from the torment of the hellfire. ربنا آتینا فی الدنیا حسنتا فی الآخرت حسنتا فی عذاب النار. وی نو دس دعا, بٹ ڈو یو نو دا ورس دیٹ کمز بیفور دس؟ اینڈ میجورٹی آف دا مسلم ڈونٹ نو. دا ورس بیفور دس دعا سیز دیٹ دوز ہو اسٹرائیو فار دس دنیا, اللہ گیوز یو دس دنیا, ڈز ناٹ گیو یو آخرت. دین دس دعا کمز. ایون ان دس دعا اف یو اینالائز دا فرسٹ ون تھرڈ دعا از ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا دنیا. ربنا آتینا فی الدنیا, O Lord, give me the good in this world. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And give me the good in the hereafter and save me from the torment of hellfire. So one third of the dua is, give me the best in this world. Number two is, give me the best in the akhirah. And the third is, save me from the torment of hellfire. So first one third is talking about dunya. The next two-thirds is talking about akhirah. The best in the akhirah and save me from the torment of the hellfire. That means even in this dua, one-third is only for this dunya, two-thirds is for the akhirah. Unfortunately today, most of the Muslims, majority, they are running after dunya so much that they have forgotten the akhirah. If you strive for the akhirah, inshallah, Allah will give you the dunya and akhirah both. If you do dua for the dunya, okay, let it be maximum one third, not more than that. Today we find the Muslims, whether they be in any field, whether they be in business, whether they be as a professional, whether they be as a politician, they are striving more for this dunya than the akhirah. If you strive for akhirah, Allah will give akhirah and this dunya also. So these three criteria were in brief, that if we pay attention on these three things, which are the most important three factors, and there are other factors also for upliftment of the ummah, but these three, according to me, are the three major factors that if we go back to Quran and Sunnah and we follow the guidance of Allah in the Quran and in the authentic hadith of the beloved Prophet, number one. Number two, the Muslims should be united and should not be divided. And number three, that we should strive more for the akhirah. Strive for the akhirah, Allah will give you the dunya also. If you strive for dunya, it should not be more than one third. If you strive for akhirah, inshallah, Allah will give you the best in akhirah as well as the dunya. Hope this answers this question.